Zoo. It's not a lie, but daddy's too high. If I drive, I will probably catch a DUI. Here, play with this pitcher of beer. Sit in these chairs and don't disappear. Everybody on your best behavior. Tip the waitress, respect your neighbors. I'll be watching, you know what not to do. Don't make me walk over here just to talk to you. I gave them all some money so they could play pinball and put grub in their tummies. Now I'ma go get bummed, and you better not tell your mom. And like clockwork, soon as I stepped away, you know they got worse, they didn't hesitate. Of course they start with the horseplay, and then it escalates. Then you get a court case, little sluggos, thugs and cutthroats. Big trouble, cigarettes puff those. Smash bottles on the floor and writing graffiti, fighting with the doorman. Playing with switchblades and matches, pickpocketing the cash and the plastic. Getting high out back by the trash cans, trying to get the waitress to give a lap dance. I can't control them, so I'ma pretend I don't know them. Now let me celebrate and get drunk, cause my wife missed her period again this month. You can find me over there at the bar. You ain't even gotta ask, I don't know where they are. I'm a bad, bad daddy. I'm a bad, bad daddy. And I'm nasty. And I'm nasty. And I still ain't calling it quits. But Sean, what the fuck's wrong with all of your kids? I'm a bad, bad daddy. I'm a bad, bad daddy. Somebody slap.
Today, the bill that would legalize the use of medicinal oil taken from the marijuana plant is heading to the governor's desk. Good evening, I'm Sean Marone.
I'm Pam Salisbury. That oil is used to treat children who suffer from epileptic seizures. WNCN's political reporter Bo Minnick was there for the final vote in the House today and has reaction. Bo?
Hi, Pam and Sean. Yeah, while budget discussions in the General Assembly remain strained, this bill is getting bipartisan support in the House and Senate. The oil is taken from hemp. The families of kids who are looking to get the oil legalized were there today for the final vote in the House, but all but one person voted for this bill. WNCN flew to Colorado on this story to meet with North Carolina families who moved there so they could legally get the oil. They say it drastically reduces their kids' seizures.
You know, we did it. We did it. You know, and I'm, you know, and I said in the beginning, we will prevail. That's always been kind of my statement amongst the group, and we did. We prevailed.
And you can just hear the happiness in his voice there. And as we mentioned, there is still one more step. It must be signed by the governor. And late today, his office confirmed that he will sign it.
You know, Bo, this bill is making its way to the governor with very little fanfare, but it didn't start out that way. So what's the deal there?
Well, I think it really all goes back to the term marijuana. It did take some lobbying, but once the families and sponsors of the bill were able to get the message to lawmakers that this is not going to give people the high that, you know, you normally associate with marijuana, that's when people realized the bill is simply designed to give the kids the help they need.
It can save lives. All right. Oh, thank you.
Minutes ago, CNN aired its second documentary on how medical marijuana is affecting sick children in Colorado. It is a timely conversation for us.
Necessary, argue advanced technology is helping criminals carry out illegal activity. But Justice John Roberts writes in the court,
Ferguson. We ain't gotta sing the same old love song. Cut a white girl with the same black gloves on. Yeah, what you saying to it? Old money, look, no money, don't do it. Make a turn around in they lane like a UA, and I'm only looking back if I'm looking at a view.
Medicinal oil taken from the marijuana plant is heading to the governor's desk. Good evening, I'm Sean Marone.
I'm Pam Salisbury. That oil is used to treat children who suffer from epileptic seizures. WNCN's political reporter Bo Minnick was there for the final vote in the House today and has reaction. Bo?
Hi, Pam and Sean. Yeah, while budget discussions in the General Assembly remain strained, this bill is getting bipartisan support.
It's the new year, and sales of pot are legal in Colorado. Widespread unruly crowds, overnight campers and pot smoking outside shops. Concerns leading up to opening day didn't materialize.
Hey there, everybody. This is Furious George on 103.5 WCOMLP Chapel Hill Carborough, where we're banging here in the old school art center before the whole downtown scene, and also banging some beats on the internet at WCOMFM.org. Also want to send shouts out to the other folks who might be tuning in over there and back and forth from WXYC over in the College Station. DJ Will Vazetti over there. Hey, man, thanks for rocking out and doing what you're doing. We're going to play some of the same music, I think. We'll talk about it. Stick around. We'll talk about it. Other folks, check it. This is a day of celebration. We are celebrating. Woohoo! The General Assembly and soon to be the governor have passed a bill that will allow medical marijuana for certain patients, specifically, you know, children who can't get relief from seizures. So that was like a major awesome step that just happened in their commissioning studies on how to get other extracts from hemp. And eventually, I'm sure North Carolina will get its act together and legalize hemp production, because all states now apparently can go and, if their state allows it, start studying hemp. And we all know how good North Carolina is in terms of growing those kind of agricultural products. Tobacco. Wake up. I'm Furious G. We're going to be celebrating some of that and also some other fun, amazing accomplishments today. The Supreme Court pretty much unanimously said that police can't just grab you and check your cell phone and track everything you've been doing. Nice, thanks. That's a good step forward. So we're celebrating all the small and big steps. They're all going around. If you want to learn more about the Furious George Show, go to furiousg.blogspot.com, where you can check the old shows. In fact, we're going to spin in some of a recent show relating the legalization and other fun stuff. So that's what's going on. I'm Furious G. Thanks for listening. This is Mike Powers, WCOM Radio. I'm furious.
documentary filmmaker from Jacksonville, Florida, was the lone man.
First time in 75 years that cannabis is going to be legal in America, so this is a modern moment.
The marijuana industry recorded the ceremonial first retail sale to Sean Azzarotti, a former Marine who plans to use marijuana for his PTSD.
Her and her mother to have that hope is what this is all about.
McElrath says she's still developing the bill.
That's always been kind of my statement amongst the group, and we did, we prevailed.
Whether police can search cell phones without a warrant is no exception. The Supreme Court ruled unanimously Wednesday police must obtain a warrant before searching through a person's cell phone.
Up till now, the courts had said when the police arrest someone, they can search anything that's on that person. Empty out their pockets, rummage through their purses or briefcases. But the court said cell phones are different.
USA Today reports the ruling was in response to two separate court cases in which the data from a cell phone led to the arrest of the two defendants, David Riley and Brim Awori. Riley was arrested after police say they found photographic evidence of gang involvement on his cell phone, and Awori was arrested after police reviewed his call log, ultimately leading to the discovery of drugs at his home.
Amongst the group, and we prevailed.
MSNBC, those in favor of police obtaining a warrant for cell phone searches believe the ruling upholds the Fourth Amendment, allowing citizens the right to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, or effects. Those who say the warrant is unnecessary argue advanced technology is helping criminals carry out illegal activity. Justice John Roberts writes in the court's opinion, "Modern cell phones hold for many Americans the privacies of life. Our answer to the question of what police must do before searching a cell phone is accordingly simple. Get a warrant." While the ruling is a huge win for privacy advocates, it has raised questions over what this means for those convicted.
What's going to happen to all of those people behind bars right now that were convicted based on information taken from their cell phones without a search warrant? That's the big question.
No. Courtroom observers say the ruling could result in many appeals down the road.
Unanimous ruling. The country's highest court said that cell phones and smartphones generally cannot be searched by police without a warrant during arrest. Ruling on two cases from California and Massachusetts, the justices noted both a right to privacy and a need to investigate crimes. But the justices ultimately ruled on the side of privacy. In the court opinion issued today, it said, quote, "Modern cell phones are not just another technological convenience. With all they contain and all they may reveal, they hold for many Americans the privacies of life." In another separate ruling, the Supreme Court handed down a decision on the constitutionality of Aereo, a TV streaming service. In a 6-3 ruling, the court found that Aereo's service violates the Copyright Act by capturing broadcasters' TV shows through dime-sized antennas and charging subscribers for the delivery.
Protecting the Fourth Amendment to the United States Constitution, which prohibits unreasonable searches and seizures. What the Supreme Court did is said that even if an arrestee has a canister in his pocket, a film canister, the police can open that up and find drugs in it, and the person can be prosecuted for it. If the same person who's arrested is found with a cell phone in his pocket, the police now need to get a search warrant from a judicial officer to be able to search that camera, cell phone generally.
There ain't no grammatical error in a non-literate
atomic bomb.
All media work is over complete. They are so pervasive in their... they leave no part of us untouched, unaffected, and altered. The medium is the mass conscious. Any understanding of social and cultural change is impossible without a knowledge of the way media work as an environment.
Certainly a big win in terms of the criminal aspect of the issues. I think the bigger long-term issue is whether private companies can continue to mine people's data and what uses that private companies can put to them. So this does address one small problem of warrantless searches. But for example, with the NSA spying situation, those are searches that are done with warrants in a secret court. So there's still a lot of work to do for privacy advocates.
About cell phones. I mean, they're so integral to our life. 90% of American adults own a cell phone. The court opinion quoted one poll that says nearly 3/4 of smartphone users report being within 5 feet of their phones most of the time. Some of them even use the phones in their shower, which was crazy to think about. Near and close we hold these phones to us, what could a cell phone potentially reveal about someone?
Well, I think, people use their cell phones now as the remote control of their lives. And I think it's, basically a digital imprint of everything going on in your life. And so it is a very big deal, to protect the privacy of those communications, the way we used to protect certain phone calls and in-person conversations. I have many clients that prefer to simply send emails or texts rather than talk on the phone now. So it's also a question, you know, for lawyers of protecting attorney-client privilege as well.
Cases, but the court says cell phones are different.
USA Today reports the ruling was in response to two separate court cases in which the data from a cell phone led to the arrest of the two defendants.
Get something, some sort of relief. So the defendants should go ahead and challenge their convictions if it was because of related to warrantless searches of their cell phones.
It's a new life for me, yeah. It's a new dawn, it's a new day. It's a new life for me. Ooh, 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 ooh. And I'm feeling good.
all aspects of the phone. That's just to make sure that it's not a weapon, for example, if they got pulled over or there was an altercation. In your mind, does that leave any wiggle room for any invasion of privacy whatsoever if they can do that, or is that a bare minimum expectation for officers to have?
Well, sure, police officers can look at the outside of the cell phone as long as they don't open it up, as long as they don't operate any electronics. The U.S. Supreme Court for decades has gone down an area where there are many areas where police can go ahead and search people and search their information without getting search warrants. What happened today with the Supreme Court's decision is going to hopefully make police think twice about getting a search warrant or not. For instance, in an adjoining county in Virginia, it appears that police were routinely seeking search warrants for cell phones even before this ruling came down for the Supreme Court, just in case a ruling like this came down. And they protected themselves that way.
Mm-hmm. And Chief Justice Roberts said the following of the court's ruling. He said, "We cannot deny that our decision today will have an impact on the ability of law enforcement to combat crime. Privacy comes at a cost." So he makes a really interesting point there. I mean, should we be concerned at all about the effect this will have on law enforcement's ability to do their investigations?
The Bill of Rights to the United States Constitution does not provide protection to the police and the police function. It provides protection to individuals.
This summer, rock like we did before. Another earth-shattering event for the ages. The Neocon Reunion Tour. Come iRock to the biggest Neocon stars of yesterday. The boys are back in town with headliner Dick Cheney. Keith Richards of the Neocons is somehow still alive and iRockin' it. Come see the Bad Boy playing hits from his seminal album, Greeted as Liberators. Also back is Paul Wolfowitz, one of the most iRockin' Neocons there is. Who can forget his iRock hit, Finance Its Own Reconstruction, and his September 11th tribute song, Why Not iRock? The Neocon Reunion Tour also brings you Doug Fife and the Postwar Planners with their breakout single, You Say Osama, I Say Saddam. L. Paul Bremer, the Viceroy, is back, and iRockin' it with These Boots Are Made for Depacification. And from Neocon Supergroup, Project for a New American Century, Crystal and Kagan are back after selling over $1 trillion in war. The Neocon Reunion Tour also plays David Frum and the Destroyers, Richard Pearl, John Bolton and the Shock and Awes, Mark Thiessen, Liz Cheney and the Demon Seeds, even Ahmed Jalabi. It'll be one hot summer to iRock it with the Neocons.
NBC and internet amphitheaters everywhere.
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 All right, everybody. Hey, this is Furious George. Going to be signing off here. And in tribute of all the walls falling down, we got this cool little clip here in the background, a remix of some fun Pixie stuff by Brainfeeder. Based out of the old Fight Club album where all the credit card companies are crumbling down. Yeah, non-violently, of course. I'm Furious George. Just having fun in here tonight. Going to keep going for a little while. Stick around, WCOM-LP Chapel Carboro, 103.5 or WCOMFM.org. Or check out Furious G's old stuff at FuriousG.blogspot.com. Tonight we've been looking at all the fun Supreme Court rulings and the fact that North Carolina just took a first step toward more medical marijuana. Maybe one day hemp. Maybe one day soon, you don't know. All right, hey, have fun out there. Be safe. This has been a crazy day, too. We also, I have to say, saw the American soccer team, USA that is, triumph and make it out of the round of death. Said couldn't be done. It was done. Fun times. So we're partying over here. It's been a long day. I'm furious. Stick around. We got more. 103.5.
In his voice there, and as we mentioned,
where is my mind? Where is my
don't do drugs anymore. I used to take drugs and I quit, but I'll tell you something. I have nothing against drugs whatsoever. That's kind of weird, huh? You never heard that one. Used to take drugs, quit, and have nothing against them. Wow, never heard that. Let's hear more. Okay. I'll tell you something else. I know this is not a very popular idea. You don't hear it very often anymore, but it's the truth. I have taken drugs before, and I had a real good time. Didn't murder anybody, didn't rob anybody, didn't rape anybody, didn't beat anybody, didn't lose one fucking job, laughed my ass off, and went about my day. Sorry. Now, where's my commercial? Shit, I'll be the guy holding that skillet in that commercial, man. That ain't a brain, that's breakfast. Let's eat. What have we been up, 5 days now? I'm fucking starving. I find that commercial a tad insulting to my intelligence. You know the one, here's your brain. I've seen a lot of things on drugs, but I have never, ever, ever looked at an egg and thought it was a fucking brain. Not once. I have seen UFOs split the sky like a sheet, but I have never looked at an egg and thought it was a fucking brain. Not once. I have had 7 balls of light come off of a UFO, lead me onto their ship, explain to me telepathically that we are all one and there's no such thing as death. But I've never looked at an egg and thought it was a fucking brain. Now maybe I wasn't getting good shit, but that's what I hate about the war on drugs. I'll be honest with you, it's what I can't stand is all day long we see those commercials, here's your brain on drugs, just say no, why do you think they call it dope? And then the next commercial is, this bud's for you. Come on, everybody, let's be hypocritical bastards. It's okay to drink your drug. We meant those other drugs. Those untaxed drugs. Those are the ones that are bad for you. Incidentally, tax drugs. Ooh, how does this fucking work? Thank God they're taxing alcohol, man. It means we got those good roads we can get fucked up and drive on. Oh, oh.